Welcome to the Chocolate Cake Bites podcast. This is a podcast where we will discuss the sweet nuggets of goodness that come from living the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Ken Williams. The opinions, attitudes, thoughts, and ideas that we discuss are those of the hosts and guests and are not necessarily a reflection of the actual doctrines of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Thanks for listening and enjoy this week's conversation.
And happy Friday. We are halfway through August as I record this, and man, the summer is just flying by. And I'm going to talk, this is a short one today. This is a thought that came to me based on a call that I was on this morning. And I'll set the context just so that you can understand the context. I don't know that it's even that important. But I'm going to call, I'm in a program where the person leading this program has extended a challenge to those participating. It's not something that he requires. It's something that he's invited us to do. It's a challenge. It's a significant challenge. It is a substantial challenge. It is a way, way, way outside my comfort zone challenge. And this week has been basically a... get used to the idea of the challenge, and the next week is the actual implementation, the actual challenge. And I don't think I'm the only one in this group, about 60 people in this group. I don't think I'm the only one who has been really struggling with this. It's a challenge that if I accept it, if I accomplish it, it will be substantial. It will be an incredible experience. If I don't, then I could do it some other time. That's not a big deal. If I don't, it's not a big deal other than I just didn't stretch myself. So I've been, this has been weighing on my mind. Do I want to accept it and then not go wholeheartedly? Do I want to accept it and fail spectacularly, which is a possible outcome? Do I want to not accept it, not play, not expand my experience, my abilities? So I've got all this going on in my mind. And I don't think I'm the only one based on some of the comments we had. We had a Q&A call yesterday, and a lot of the questions were about this challenge. How should I approach it? What should I do? And what do you think about this idea? And what do you think about if I decided to do this? This is all business people. And so today he got on the call, and he just reminded us, this is supposed to be fun. If you're not having fun, why are you doing it? And so I'm just, so as I woke up this morning and I just was feeling the heaviness of, oh, what do I do? What do I do with this? And it was just a simple reminder. This is supposed to be fun. So I'm going to put that reminder out to you. We've discussed this in the past. It's come up a few times here and there, but in the Book of Mormon, we can read, Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. This is supposed to be fun. I don't think it's supposed to only be fun, meaning this life. I don't think it's supposed to necessarily always be fun, but it's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to have joy. If we're not having fun, are we doing something wrong? And I'm not talking about sin. Though that could certainly affect our experience. Wickedness never was happiness. But if we're not having fun, what are we missing? What are we missing out on? And I realized as I thought about that, if this life, if this experience, if this challenge, if this insert whatever you want. If this is supposed to be fun and I'm not having fun, what am I missing? So that's what I wanted to talk about today. This is supposed to be fun. So have fun. Yeah, life is hard. And sometimes we don't know where it's going to go. But it's supposed to be fun. And so if you're not having fun, then I'm talking to you. I was just going to leave it at that. But I'm going to do a little bit of digging into this. Just because. And I'll use myself as the example. If you're not having fun, and now remember, I'm talking to myself. You just happen to be overhearing the conversation I'm having with myself. If you're not having fun, Ken, or insert your name here, what are you missing? What are you overthinking? What are you misunderstanding? I don't think our Father in heaven wants us to be miserable. I don't think that's the purpose of this life. So if I were talking to myself, if I were talking to a client who says, I'm just not having fun. My life is miserable. you may even have people in your life that you see as the causes of your misery. And here's what I'm going to say about that. Number one, they're not the cause of your misery. They're not the cause of your misery. Here's the bad news. You are the cause. You're the cause. And I know that that's not what you probably wanted to hear. You probably wanted me to agree with you that, yeah, it's the stupid boss that you have or the bad coworker friend that you had or you're the teacher that you don't like or whatever, that they're the ones that are making your life miserable. No, it's not. So I have not done a lot of coaching on this podcast. That's not the point, but I just want to bring up a quick thing. I'll explain and then I'll wrap it up. I'm going to leave you a lot of your Friday morning to really think about and then implement this. Circumstances, which I define as facts that cannot be disagreed with. The temperature would be a circumstance. The name of your high school would be a circumstance. The person who is your Sunday school teacher, that's a circumstance. You and I would both agree on all of those things, unless you were talking Celsius and I was talking Fahrenheit. We might not agree on that. Circumstances are neutral. Disappointment is not a circumstance. Frustration is not a circumstance. Feeling heavy, like I was talking about how I was feeling this morning, that's not a circumstance. Those are examples of things that are not indisputable. Meaning, you and I may disagree on what, quote, heavy feels like. So circumstances are neutral. They aren't good. They aren't bad. They just are. We then have thoughts about those circumstances. So the thought might be, I hate my teacher. The thought might be, school is stupid. The thought, and I don't know why I'm talking about school. Maybe it's just that I'm thinking about tonight is back to school night for our senior last kid. The thought might be fear that this is my last year of high school. Again, my 17-year-old who's in his last year of high school, the things are getting real. For him, poor guy, last year of high school. And a lot of thoughts are going to, well, every thought, most every thought. I'll leave it a little bit loose just in case there's a thought that you can come up with that doesn't create a feeling. But the thoughts that we have about our circumstances, that's where our feelings come from. Our thought is either going to be something like, this should be happening, or this shouldn't be happening. And of course, there are a lot of things around those thoughts. But if you have the thought that this shouldn't be happening, then you're going to have some of those negative feelings, the feeling of maybe heaviness or maybe frustration or disappointment or whatever. This shouldn't be happening. And I'm not saying it should be happening. I'm just saying, take responsibility for your thoughts. Your thoughts that this shouldn't be happening, that this person shouldn't be like that, the teacher shouldn't be the goofball that she is, the boss should be more compassionate, whatever it is. Those thoughts are your thoughts. You own those thoughts. And so if you have those thoughts and you have those, the feelings that accompany the thoughts, that's where you have your experience. So as you think, am I having fun? If you're not, there's something in your thoughts that are helping you have a not fun experience. It's not a product of the circumstances. It's a product of the thoughts that you have about those circumstances. So I want you to just disconnect for a second from your circumstances, from your thoughts. Just be an observer. And I want to tell you that life is crazy. The stuff that is going on is outrageous. And when I say outrageous, what I mean is not normal. And not normal things can be very entertaining. So what entertainment can you find in your life? What observation, what way can you observe things that will help you have fun? If you were to believe that this is supposed to be fun, how would you look at things differently? So think about that. Think about what kind of experience you could have if you approached search circumstances. I was going to say situations and circumstances at the same time, and it wasn't coming out very well. What would your experience be if you just approached things with the assumption that this is going to be fun? I don't know how it's going to land. I don't know how it's going to end up. I don't know how it's going to all come together, but this is going to be fun. There's my invitation to you. This is supposed to be fun. So if you're not having fun, what are you missing? There's my thought. There's my thought. Next week, I think we'll get Annette back next week. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. We'll talk about something fun because it's supposed to be fun. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Chocolate Cake Bites. Please like, share, subscribe, and give us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love to hear your comments and ideas, and you can reach out to me at ken@chocolatecakebites.com. And before you end the day, take a few minutes to consider, who do you know who needs chocolate cake?